All of the cliches are there. When it comes to the hockey playoffs, you've heard them all before. Well, everybody's 0-0. It's a new season. What happened in the regular season doesn't matter. You've heard all of these cliches? Because dang it, they're true. Yes, Ferris State can come in here to Bemidji State and win this weekend. Do we want that to happen? No. Do most people expect that to happen? No. But that doesn't mean that it can't happen. Bemidji State is as hot as can be right now. They've won six straight. The seventh they won in a shootout. The eighth they won outright. If you're just counting CCHA games, they're taking points in 10 straight games. Going back to January 20th at Michigan Tech, Beavers a 2-2 win in a shootout. Next league series, Northern Michigan. Win in regulation and a win in the shootout. Ferris State mid-February, an overtime 3-on-3 win and a regulation win. At St. Thomas, overtime win, regulation win. Last weekend, back-to-back shutouts over Minnesota State to clinch the McNaughton Cup. The Beavers just need to keep playing like they have been. And if they do that, they'll be hosting next week in the semifinals. If you were a casual outsider looking in last weekend, Bemidji State had clinched the cup on Friday night, playing all their seniors for senior night. Maybe, just maybe, this is a time for the Beavers to let their guard down. Nope, didn't happen. Beavers got a first career goal from Mitch Wolf. Below the hash marks, it's been down there for a good half a minute with the exception of the icing call. Beavers, Jake McLean, cross ice, shot, the goal from Mitch Wolf! What a pass! And what a shot from Mitch Wolf! First career goal, a big one!
Really? That's his first goal? Man, he's been such a big part of the offense, jumping up on the play, and he did that there from the left point. Jumps down low and gets a beautiful cross-ice pass.
Empty netter from Casper Magnuson with just 34 seconds left. Beavers with back-to-back shutouts of Minnesota State Mankato entering the playoffs as hot as can be.
Tosses it up the far side wall. Tapped in by Grohl. There goes Rancier for the extra skater. Holcamp with it. Holcamp fires one ahead into the empty net, and he just missed it. It's popped free, though. Picked up by Casper Magnuson. And Casper Magnuson with an empty netter. And Bemidji State goes up 2-0. Holcamp missed the net by inches, and Casper Magnuson, like his hair is on fire, right up the ice. Hybrid icing, they wave it off, and he gets the empty netter.
What a play by Holcamp. I mean, he had his head up. He knew what the situation was. It doesn't hurt to take a shot at the empty net. You got a good
thing now. Keep it going. Ferris State will certainly have something to say about how this weekend plays out. How will it play out? Let's find out together. Quarter Bar Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network.